that baby and that caboose in the back, just cover up on the back of your back and walk down there and have dinner with us.
Oh, I've already eaten, Mr. President, and she's already in bed and just crying a bloody murder up there.
Well, if she's awake, I'd like to see her.
Well, sir.
Would you rather, me come out there and you cook dinner for me, or? Huh?
No, I'm afraid you can get very good service.
Yes, I can get good service. But I'm one or the other. You either got to come see me or come see you.
I'm going to come see me.
Well, you can't cook dinner.
No, I can't cook dinner tonight.
Well, then, what am I going to do?
Well, I bet you can catch Jack and get him to come back.
No. Jack's just scared of you, honey. He comes in about 5:30 every afternoon and starts wanting to know when he can get off. I never saw a guy watch a clock as much in my life, and I believe you're responsible for it.
No, sir. It's 8:30 and he's not home yet.
Well, you must be off some other woman then.
I guess so. It's that other woman that he's just wanting him to...
I just started to walk out of here. He's here with me and the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who's been giving me some good advice about what to do and how to do it in the house. And we're trying to get old Sylvia Porter to offer a woman's job. We've got to make a woman's speech tomorrow. And Jack can't even locate her. And I said, why don't you get your wife and bring the baby down here and eat with me? I'm just alone. Need some company. Well, I will be in about 10 minutes.
You got Miss Johnson and Thornberry.
The Thornberry's gone to New York to get that streak put in Eloise's hair.
Oh, goodness.
And I swear it's a long ways from here to Georgetown back. I thought, why don't you get somebody to take care of that baby? And we'll put her on a White House payroll or something so that you can come down here and see us once more.
But you see, I just need to know a little bit earlier in the day.
Well, you know now we can't plan things earlier.
I know that, but... See, if I know early enough, then I can ask Hazel to stay.
Yeah, but you're more concerned about Hazel than you are your baby.
Well, she's just so good. I don't want anything to happen to her.
I haven't had a swim. I need somebody to go swimming with me.
Isn't Jack there with you?
Yeah, he's here with me, but he's scared to death, honey. His blood pressure's up to 180. He's afraid you're going to eat him up when he gets home.
Well, just tell him he stay down there with you.
Yeah, that'll scare him worse.
Oh.
Yes, it will. He wants you all day long anyway.
Does what?
Wants you all day long.
Oh, no, sir, he wants
you. We think you better, no, he doesn't. No, hell no, no.
He wants you.
Well, here, I'll let him talk to you, because he's